Freeway shooting, first ever Chagas case, and a coastal flood warning. California Highway Patrol investigators arrested a Fresno man after he allegedly opened fire on a woman driving with a child in her back seat on the SR-52 and I-15 transition ramp in Kearny Mesa around 8:35 p.m. Friday. The shooting, which followed a lane dispute, left the woman wounded but alive. The child was not physically injured. The suspect is in custody, and the case is being investigated as attempted murder. Separately, homicide detectives are processing an early-stage investigation into a fatal stabbing near Mission Bay, with the victim's identity and circumstances not yet released. San Diego County health officials confirmed a separate milestone with significant public health implications: the county's first-ever locally acquired case of Chagas disease, detected July 7th through routine blood donation screening. The patient had no symptoms and had never traveled to Latin America, traditionally the endemic region for the infection caused by the Trypanosoma cruzi parasite. County Public Health Officer Dr. Sayon Thahalalipavan stated directly that the case reminds us that this disease is not limited to Latin America. Chagas is transmitted by kissing bugs, nocturnal insects present in San Diego County's rural and semi-rural areas. Health officials note the risk to the general public remains genuinely low, and the disease is treatable with a month-long course of antiparasitic medication. The county has confirmed 4 total cases since Chagas became reportable in 2024, but this marks the first in which the parasite appears to have been acquired within San Diego County itself. A public health first official say warrants awareness rather than alarm. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service's beach hazard statement warned of astronomical high tides reaching 7.0 to 7.2 feet, combining with a 3-foot south swell at 14 to 15 seconds, producing coastal flooding risks through Monday evening. The timing coincides with peak mid-July beach attendance during Pride Week, raising the stakes for visitors unfamiliar with how rapidly surf conditions can shift.